All right, how y'all doing?
Good.
Great.
Adrian, can you tell us, obviously every game is important in the NFL every weekend, but just how important is this
game now given the 0-3 start?
It's very important. You know, that's our mission. That's why we're here. Not a vacation. You know, it's great to be here in London. But 0-3 right now, it's time for us to get a W. You know, so it's very critical, especially going into the bye week.
How frustrating is it, considering just how close those three games have been?
It definitely gets frustrating, you know, when you lose two games, you know, back to back, and you know, in the last minute, you know, it's kind of tough to swallow those type of games. But just gotta be able to bounce back, you know. So we have the opportunity to do that this weekend.
What did you say to your daughter after she said, "I can't believe you lost to the Browns, Daddy"?
Say again?
What did you say to your daughter after she told you she can't believe you lost to the Browns?
She kind of shocked me when she said it, you know, so kind of threw me off a little bit. But, you know, in my head, I was just like, you know, got to give credit to those guys. They were pretty good, you know. Not the same old Browns I remember.
Has your daughter given you any advice ahead of this week?
Not at all, no.
The return of Jerome Felton, what does that mean for you? Does that give you an extra boost of confidence kind of the start of the season hadn't been kind of how you finished last year?
Yeah, you know, anytime you get a starter back, you know, and, you know, Felton, he's a big part of our run game. So, you know, just based off the first couple of weeks, you know, Zach Line and Rhett Ellison, those guys did a great job of, you know, filling in the space. But now I can say that there is some type of confidence that I feel, just knowing what type of guy he is, knowing his approach and his mentality. He's a guy that I know I can count on. It feels good to have him back.
Adrian, how do you assess your own form through three games after that fine run in the opening match? It seems to have been tough sledding for you since.
Yeah, you know, when you're facing 8 and 9 men boxes and, you know, teams coming in, focusing on, you know, stopping the run, trying to make you, you know, the team offensively one-dimensional, you know, you're going to have some games like that when it's tough sledding. So it's not anything that I'm not used to at all. Just got to, you know, just stay patient, you know, continue to make every swing count. And, you know, eventually things will start to open up.
You and Les had talked about before the last game about maybe not a sort of a different approach about not wanting to make every run a 60-yard run. How did that work out for you on against the Browns? Did you do anything different?
You know, I tried to be a little more patient. You know, watching film, there was a couple that you know, I feel like I left out there still. You know, I'm critical on myself and being able to take advantage of those opportunities. But I felt like I did pretty good, but there's still room to improve.
With all the, you know, 50, 60, 80-yard runs you do have, how hard is it to not want to look for that almost every time?
You know, it's more so of my mentality. You know, it's not like I'm out there and I'm trying to do, in my mind I'm thinking I'm trying to do whatever it takes to, you know, to get into the end zone. But I am going full speed, so with that, those opportunities come. You know, so I think people kind of, you know, get misperception thinking that I'm trying to do too much. Kind of like, for example, the play against Chicago and try to reverse field. You know, that's not me being selfish trying to, you know, get to the end zone. That's just me playing football, you know. So I just got to just make every swing count, take advantage, and, you know, those big runs will come.
You've been used to 8-9-man boxes for a long time, especially even the second half last year when you were on that long march to 2000. What seems different this time? Why have the holes dried up?
You know, guys are adding an extra guy in the box, and, you know, we played some pretty good defensive fronts, you know, the first 3 weeks, and, you know, they've just been doing a good job of containing the run, you know, not allowing, you know, big runs to take place, you know, but we're going to keep grinding. You know, I trust those guys up front, and, you know, I know things will open up eventually. You know, kind of think back to the last year in the first couple of weeks, you know, things, you know, really didn't explode like it did later on that season. You know, so encouraging, you know, taking the things that we've been able to do. And, you know, just another week behind us to gel more and, you know, get more in the groove. And, you know, we're just going to keep grinding, keep pounding.
I think the team's morale after these first three games, I know you guys, it's got to be killing you to be all through here. But overall mood, clubhouse, or locker room?
The overall mood, I would say, is pretty good, you know, considering being 0-3. You know, guys are upbeat, positive. You know, there's of course a sense of urgency. But you know, I believe that each guy we believe in one another, and we believe that, you know, just taking how some of the games have played out, you know, we have that confidence that we're going to be able to get back on track and start, you know, rolling some W's out.
Is there a sense it's a must win game if you want to make the playoffs?
Must win. I wouldn't go that deep, you know, but in our minds, it's definitely a must win going into the bye and being 0-3. So that's the focus right now.
Do you sense the offensive line pressing a bit, or where do you feel they're at right now? Because they've kind of come under a lot of heat for, what you know, pass protection and obviously not maybe clearing as many holes for you.
Well, you know, Sully does a good job of, you know, honing those guys together, and you know, those guys are working each week to improve, and you know, there's some things that they're going to be able to clean up on from last week, and we got the opportunity to do that this week, so we'll just see how those guys respond Saturday, Sunday.
You talked about the quality of the defensive fronts you faced already. What do you see in your opponents this weekend? You know, aging defense, few injuries. Do you see potentially some holes opening up?
Yeah, potential for a lot of things to happen, you know, but, you know, those guys are good as well. You know, some young guys, you know, on the front. And, you know, they're 3-4 defense. You know, so it's a pretty solid defense. We have another good challenge ahead of us. So we'll see how we approach it.
What sort of atmosphere do you expect at Wembley, Adrian, given that you are the designated home team? Do you expect to have the majority of the support there?
The majority of what?
Support there.
Yeah, you know, hopefully. You know, I know Pittsburgh normally travels well, but, you know, it's a home game for us. You know, we have a lot of fans here, a lot of fans that came in to support us as well. So whatever the atmosphere is, you know we got to get a W, you know, so that's our main mission.
The Wembley Field is famous for being pretty good. Is that going to help your running game?
Is that going to help us what?
Your running game.
I haven't been to the field. I haven't checked it out, you know. Is it grass? I think it's grass, right? Yeah. You know, so I don't know. I'll see Sunday, Saturday.
I don't think you've been beaten in any of the games you've actually lost. The games have been thoroughly exciting to watch. What makes the Minnesota Vikings so interesting to watch against other teams that are 3-0 like the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I guess the passion that we play with, you know, offensively, defensively. You know, correcting those things, turnovers and little things. Outside of that, we're playing some good ball. You know, we're able to score offensively, defensively, special teams, like we've showed in the past 3 weeks. So I think that's what makes us exciting to watch. You know, so it's going to be about us playing that same style of football with the same passion, but just executing better.
Just to go back to those crowded fronts, are you seeing that a lot more than you did last year, about the same as last year, and how do you counter that?
Pretty much about the same, you know. How you counter, you just keep hitting them in the mouth, you know. You just got to outwheel those guys for four quarters because it's nothing we haven't seen before, you know. So just got to keep pounding, you know, be balanced offensively. And, you know, it'll open up. I have faith that our run game is going to open up and explode.
The strangest thing you've seen or experienced since you've been here?
As far as football? Oh, here? The strangest thing I've seen. I don't know. You know, I really didn't do much yesterday. I kind of just relaxed, kind of adjust to the time. So I was around this hotel just unwinding. So I don't know. Maybe when I talk to you guys again, I'm going to have a little more entail for you.
You're running a kind of a farmland, rural area like this?
Oh, I'm from the country, so I've seen all environments.
How does it feel to get
up a home game during your final season at the Metrobank?
Say that again, please.
How does it feel to give up a home game during your final season at the Metrobank?
Any home game, it don't feel good at all, you know, especially a home opener. It's not a good feeling. I didn't sleep well that night, and I'm sure a lot of other guys didn't as well.
In recent weeks. Has it affected him in any way?
I haven't noticed anything. You know, he's bouncing back. You know, I would tell him they was booing him at one point, and then they were cheering for him the next minute. You know, and I walked up to him and said something to him, and he kind of smiled, and I was like, hey, you know, you know the business, you know how it goes. Stay focused and, you know, continue to work. And I have faith that that's what he's going to do.
Last couple, guys.
So off the back of that, I mean, in your playoff run last season, there were probably some unfair calls of your team as being a one-man team because of how good your running was. How do you deal with that, both personally but also as a teammate?
I really don't, you know, buy into the media. I don't really watch ESPN and listen and read newspapers. So it's not, you know, it's not hard for me to buy in, you know, because I'm not worried about it. You know, I just worry about the things I can control, you know, and that's going out there and helping my team win in any way that I can. So I'm really the type of guy I don't really care about much. You know, I care about a lot, don't get me wrong, but as much don't bother me or I don't really, you know, get in the mix of.
Final question. Good.
Thank you.
Oh, one more. After watching last year, your performance in the TV show The League, is that a future Adrian Peterson sees for himself?
God's willing, I can, you know, make some moves outside of, you know, maybe once I'm done playing football, you know, maybe get some more cameos.
Yeah,
or
it's gonna be a new James Bond
needed soon, so. I might, you know what, I might have to take some acting classes and see what I can do. You never know.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, have a good day.